So about 8 weeks ago, I finally had to be honest with myself and go, I need to take a little bit better care of my body when it comes to exercise. And so I started running, and I have never enjoyed running. I sprinted for 2 years of high school, and that's fine because you only run for like 10 to 20 seconds. Running long distance has never been something I enjoyed, but I went, it's time to be a big boy and try and take care of myself. So I started running and realized I wasn't 18 anymore and my knees and my back were sore. I went, okay, I guess I probably need to go get some inserts or something. So go to a running store. I knew the person there and got fitted for the inserts, and they took a look at my tennis shoes and they go, Father, how long have you had these? I had to think about it. It's like, I guess about 10 years. And they go, do you trust me, Father? I'm like, yeah. You need to get new running shoes. So I bit that bullet too, and I got a new pair of running shoes, and it has made all the difference. Immediately, my back and my knees started feeling better, and dare I say, don't tell anyone, after a couple of months, I'm actually enjoying running, and it seems to be good for me. But that foundation, that contact with the ground, was kind of the all-important hinge. And our feast today, the Feast of the Holy Trinity, is very similar to that. This is a feast that's ultimately about what is the foundation of our reality. A lot of priests will make what I think is kind of a dumb joke that, oh, this is the one Sunday where every priest is going to preach heresy. That's a dumb joke, and I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to take us into what are the theological definitions or explanation of the Trinity and the work that the Trinity does. That's ultimately something for us to delight in experiencing in the kingdom of heaven. Instead, I want us to just stop and realize that if we say God is love and that God exists as a Trinity outside of time before there was anything, then the foundation of all of reality is that love. The ground floor is love. Now we may go, okay, well, Father, yeah, I've heard God is love. I get it, but we get it up here. What we see very often is we live as if that's not the foundation of reality, and we can see it in three ways, three sort of other realities that we may embrace as total. So one is to say that reality is about pleasure. The other is to say that reality is about pessimism. And the other is to say that reality is political. So pleasure is obvious enough to say, you know what, my sole goal in life is to take care of me, to feel comfortable, and to feel good. Now, most of us in here are probably not totally given over into just the base pleasures of this life. We've at least been brought that far. But it's more subtle than that. If we begin structuring things about us, then yeah, we're going to end up making ourselves the measure, the foundation of reality. Am I getting enough? Or even to say, you know what, my sole goal in life is to give myself or my family a comfortable existence. Is that the gospel? Is that the foundation of all reality? I mean, we look through our faith, we look through sacred scripture, and we see even families who lay down their comfort for the sake of others. They lay down their lives for the sake of others and out of fidelity to Christ. So pleasure cannot be our end goal, our reality, but if it is, we may need to look. Why is that? Why do I buy into this lie that reality is about my comfort? And how do I answer that? And pessimism. We live in an incredibly pessimistic age. My generation and younger have grown up with a certain cynicism as being the thing to look up to. You look at kind of heroes that are put forward, they have this cynical bent to them. Don't trust anyone, authority or otherwise. Figure it out for yourself. There only is what you create for yourself. And all of this is grounded in a sort of cynicism that there is no meaning. So it's on me to make it. And again, we're probably not sitting here on a Sunday morning as a committed nihilist, but where has that line of thinking crept in? Reality is what I make of it. Where do we make that distinction, saying, well, yeah, I know that's what the gospel says, but in the real world, there it is. There is the pessimism, the cynicism that can lurk as the foundation of our reality. And what is at bottom is, again, us, but the realization that we're not enough. And so reality becomes a joke. And then to buy into the idea that reality is political. Now, I don't mean political in the sense of building a society. I really just wanted to have three P's that were easy to remember. Here, what I mean is political in the sense of everything is a conflict. I have to be on guard for others who want to exert power over me. And if we don't think that we are sort of poisoned by this political perspective of reality in the church, think of the way that we react when we hear about a new bishop or a new cardinal being named. Does it stir up anxiety in our heart? Do we worry about what side in the church is winning? Or are we caught up in the political unfolding of our nation or our communities to the point that we lose our peace if things don't go the way that we want? Or even more fundamentally, do we see God as our competitor? This is the first lie that Satan sold to Adam and Eve. He does not want what is good for you. He's keeping something from you because he knows you're a threat to him. And so immediately human beings are set in conflict with God. And so we're resistant to his word, to the church, to conversion that we need to make because maybe God doesn't want what's best for me. Or we go, maybe I have to take control. Maybe I have to be the one to renew and fight for my country, my church, my whatever. And listen to that. My. Once again, reality comes back to us. And that's a sad, frightening place to be when it's all about power, because we know how little we actually have. So the answer to all of these, brothers and sisters, is this feast, Feast of the Holy Trinity. Reality is founded on love. Again, we know this, but do we know it like we know gravity? When I got out of bed this morning, even though I knew I was going to preach on it, I didn't even think about putting my feet on the ground knowing that I was going to stick. I bet you didn't either. It's just part of the way things are. This is what we desire, brothers and sisters, that the truth that reality is founded on the love of the Holy Trinity becomes that real for us. And if it's not, we don't just go, yeah, but I'm going to hold on to my pleasure, or I'm going to stay in conflict, or I'm going to continue to be pessimistic. No, we are the ones who need to be converted. And until that conversion takes place, we need to resist the temptation to get pulled into these other realities and live a false life. And we begin by asking, brothers and sisters. And we have so many opportunities to encounter the Holy Trinity. Just even think of making the sign of the cross. When we do that, don't just let it be something from muscle memory, but let it be a reminder. You know what? The foundation of all reality is love. I can deal with this conflict without being threatened. You know what? The foundation of all reality is love, so I can give this extra to this person who's asking for it. You know what? The foundation of all reality is love, so I can turn off the news that's agitating me and robbing me of my peace. God will take care of the world. Because if the foundation of reality is love, then whatever is built on it can be healed, can be made whole. And this might be hard, brothers and sisters. We may have to allow Jesus to lead us to that place of fear that's in our hearts that goes, no, 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 I want to stay comfortable. No, 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 I'm good with the cynicism. No, 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 I have to be strong enough to fix this. And that's the part of us that has to die. Has to die with Jesus on the cross in surrender to the Father through the Holy Spirit. To be raised up to a new life. And so what are we given instead? Listen to the beauty of that first reading. Creation is not a violent act. It's not something that was onerous or difficult. God played over reality. God played. Those of you who are parents or grandparents, think of your kids building something and just playing over it. That's a glimpse of how God approached creation. This is the freedom that comes from embracing the fact that at the ground floor, reality is love. And that play, that freedom, can be ours. Because God says He found delight in the human race. So not only is the ground floor of reality love, but that reality seeks us out individually and says, I delight in you. So brothers and sisters, if that is the case, what have we to fear in surrendering to the Trinity? So as we come to Jesus, to that second person of the Trinity who brings us into contact with the divine life, may we face down whatever those fears are and give them to Him. However frightening or uncomfortable or but what about might be that pops up in our mind, to give it to Him and to receive Him with the confidence that in receiving Him we are caught up into not just the foundation of reality, but its goal, its end, which is love, which is God, which is the Holy Trinity. May we rest on that firm foundation, run the race well, and rejoice in the life that we are called to.